Execution and review steps. Execution steps involve some additional detailed planning. Projects that have made it through the prior phase gates can now have their value streams designed in greater detail. Doing so earlier would waste development time because some of the projects being developed might be canceled or postponed. After the individual projects are conducted and completed, these individual project teams disband. However, the review steps at the end are for the larger project portfolio, so this step occurs once all of the individual projects are complete. Decompose supply chain value streams and create detailed to-be process maps. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines value stream as follows: the processes of creating, producing, and delivering a good or service to the market. For a good, the value stream encompasses the raw material supplier, the manufacture and assembly of the good, and the distribution network. For a service, the value stream consists of suppliers, support personnel and technology, the service producer, and the distribution channel. A value stream may be controlled by a single business or a network of several businesses. A value stream is an extended supply chain process needed to bring products and services to the market, as opposed to a process confined to a specific functional area. These value streams may involve external supply chain participants, and therefore willing external parties may be involved in value stream improvement projects. Decomposing this value stream involves designing the steps and substeps in these extended processes, including making detailed to-be process maps for specific processes, creating RACI charts, responsible, accountable, consult, and inform to indicate roles, mapping actual ERP processes, and score DS metrics, and so on. Unlike the to-be map shown in an earlier planning step, these process maps are far more detailed and specific to a given process. For example, rather than setting high-level goals for inventory days of supply reductions, these plans focus on specific process improvements to get to these goals, such as a project to enable cross-DC picking or a project to make non-strategic inventory reductions using ABC inventory on consignment stocks. Conduct pilot projects. One or more pilot projects are often conducted at this point, both as a proof of concept and to help the implementation team refine their methods. Develop and implement plans as a series of projects. The network redesign plan will likely be implemented as a series of discrete projects, such as adding a new process, adding or upgrading software, acquiring new facilities, or modifying existing ones. Given refinements, each remaining project will need its own funding and timelines and so on. A portfolio or program manager will use an overall implementation plan or roadmap to guide the order of projects and track their progress against the overall network objectives. Some projects could be changed in priority or canceled. Once the projects are underway, the network planning team can gather lessons learned and use them to refine future projects prior to disbanding. Disband project teams. The project teams are disbanded upon completion of their assigned work. This is a time to celebrate team and individual successes to ensure that team members feel valued for their positive contributions. It may also be appropriate to provide performance reviews to team members and meet with the supervisors of team members who are returning to functional area duties to ensure that project performance is reflected in their overall assessments and career progression. The project manager makes a final report to the project sponsors, archives records, performs a lessons learned analysis, and formally closes the project. Review the supply chain transformation. A final best practice of any large initiative is to track results over time and compare them to the original goals. While the disband project team step includes its own lessons learned for each individual project, this review step typically occurs outside the normal project format because most of the project team members will no longer be needed. It is important to review long-term results after sufficient time has passed, for example, a year, so there is relevant real-world data to analyze. This step may involve just one or a few responsible persons, or it could be its own small project. Knowing where estimates were off will help refine future estimations on projects. It will also help keep estimators honest if they know that their estimates will be reviewed later against actual results.